Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlone. Here's our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am well. How are you?
No more nor'easters. How about that?
I want to be done.
Done.
It's April. We should be done.
Lots of that. So now I learned something this week. You know, we're talking about the issues in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how things become a priority to you, but like little things start to become a priority to me. So let me tell you.
Okay.
At the lavatory at work.
Mm-hmm.
The soap dispenser is broken.
Okay.
So I said, like, get a new soap. Yeah, can we get a new soap dispenser?
Right.
Like, you know, whatever we got to do, could we please do this? So I found out, because then I wound up doing it myself. I went onto the, like, WB Mason website, right? And
okay.
I find these soap. The soap dispensers are incredibly inexpensive.
Yes.
Like $8, $7. The soap is $50 a bag.
It's like it's the printer.
There's
with the ink
something
cartridge.
Wrong here. There's something wrong here, Sheldon.
They give you it for free. And
this
then
has
pay.
Become an issue in my life. What is going
bathroom
on?
Bathroom soap.
Well, like, you can get the nice pump thing. You get the
right.
Foamy kind. $9.
Soap's $50.
$50 a
That's
bag.
That's where they get you.
I was like, you're not doing that. So I don't know. We have to work this. So I still don't have soap.
So you don't.
We, but we're using, like, you know, a little squeezy bottle
bottles,
or whatever.
Right.
It is. Yeah. So it is what it is. Jeez. But it's incredible how that happens in our lives, right? How things become mm-hmm. issues. Well, hopefully we can dig a little deeper and find the more important stuff that bothers us or that has been taxing us in our life. And, like, how do we get away from that stuff? How do we kind of release all of that? How do you find relaxation and comfort? That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock. How we can try to find these issues, kind of uncover them, let them go, so that we'll be happier and healthier in the long run and in our lives. To start us off, this is Joe Jackson. It's called Sunday Papers.
Mother doesn't go out anymore. Just sits at home and rolls her spastic eyes. But every weekend through the door come words of wisdom from the world outside. If you wanna know about the bishop and an actress, if you wanna know how to be a star, if you wanna know about the stains on the mattress, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Stays out in the hall. Why should she go out when the TV's on? Whatever moves beyond these walls, she'll know the facts when Sunday comes along. If you wanna know about the mad punk rockers, if you wanna know how to play guitar, if you wanna know about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Read it in the Sunday papers. Sunday papers.
Don't ask no questions.
Sunday papers.
Don't get no lies.
Sunday papers.
Don't raise objections.
Sunday papers.
Ain't got no eyes.
Read something, made his face turn blue. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true. If you wanna know about the gay politician, if you wanna know how to drive your car, if you wanna know about the new sex position, you can read it in the Sunday papers.
We'll be right back.
I don't know about you, but I think even the time of the Sunday papers is kind of over, right? There's not a lot of time anymore to sit around and read the paper. That used to be a big event. I can even remember as a young priest for vacation. My big vacation thing was to kind of get the newspaper and just read the newspaper cover to cover and celebrate Mass later in the day. You know, that was like for me the greatest vacation day ever. I think now, you know, with the advent of the internet, everybody reading news online, that's what I do all the time now. You know, I don't know if a lot of people sitting around reading the paper anymore. It's a heck of a lot smaller than it was when I was a kid. I remember I could barely lift up the New York Times on Sunday. Now you can. But it's interesting. I think in our lives, we still need to be informed. And I think information helps us with issues in our lives, right? You know, health issues and also just even political issues. You know, do we know what we're talking about when we're talking about things? You know, sometimes I'm in conversations with people, you know, I'm in conversations all the time, but I mean, at a cocktail party or at a dinner party, and you say to yourself, I don't think this person really fully understands the issues that they're talking about or that they have opinions about. It's about knowing stuff that really makes a big difference. So we have to invest a little bit intellectually, too, in order to know the issues that are out there so that we can kind of speak well about them. I think God calls us to use our intellect and to be as smart as we can possibly be. Not that we know it all, no, but that we know the issues so that we can talk about them with kind of a sense of clarity and a sense of opinion that's based in fact, right? Not just emotion. That's important. Hey, here's the Pretenders. This is called My City Was Gone.
Had been replaced by shopping malls. from Seneca to Cahoga Falls, City A, oh, way to go, Ohio.
Tenders, my city was gone. You know, we got to know some stuff about that too, like our towns and villages and even our neighbors. You know, it's an interesting thing. Like sometimes it takes a tragedy to bring a town together or a village together or even a street together, right? You know, it takes a big flood or it takes somebody passing away, God forbid. It's an incredible thing. What about the good days? What about just a fun afternoon? What about kind of taking a walk up and down the block, you know, just for exercise and say good morning? You know, there's something about that that's a really great thing. I think about that when I was a kid. I lived on a dead end block. We knew every single family on that block, and probably in the course of the summer landed at each other's house at least once or twice during the summer. The people who had pools, we were there all the time. There was something great about that, you know, that kind of gift of community, that gift of family that was existing outside of the church. I mean, a lot of the people went to our church, and so we spent time together in church too, but also there was a sense of community looking out for one another. It's a really great, great gift. So that's part of, I think, what we need in the world of support in our lives, because this world has many serious issues, doesn't it? And yet, if we can kind of work together and live together and be a community, like that even is a mosaic, right, that's different, but we become one through that mutual respect we have for one another, the world becomes a better place. And what we do in church actually makes a lot more sense, you know, because it kind of flows into that, though many we are one body, like St. Paul said. So there's something kind of really cool about that and important in our lives. Hey, here's Eric Clapton. This is called Tears in Heaven.
I don't belong. on the door. There's peace, I'm sure, and I know there'll be no more tears in heaven. Would you know?
Obviously, loss is an important issue in all of our lives because it's something we have to learn how to deal with because it's a reality that comes to us all at one point or another in our lives. You know, how do you deal with that? How do we deal with the loss of somebody we love? A buddy of mine just lost his dad a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we were talking about him and he said, you know, my dad was such a great guy. And you sort of think back a lot on those things. But, you know, what happens when we lose somebody, I think their lives begin to culminate in our hearts. And you get all of these great memories that we kind of keep with us all of our lives. There's something beautiful about that, and I think that's part of what God does when he gives us these people. They say, you know, well, the influence is forever. Like, it doesn't end when their life ends, and it's about taking that and making that part of our lives, you know, taking the memory and making it part of our life so that these people don't just disappear, but they just kind of become part of who we are. I love when people like who knew my parents or knew my mom will say to me, you know, you're like your mom in that way. And I say, oh, that's a nice compliment. That's a great compliment. You know, there's something kind of cool about that. And I think that's what we kind of strive to do is incorporate the best of these people who have been a part of our lives into our lives so that we kind of live it every day, right? It's important. Hey, here's Billy Joel. This is called Moving Out.
The overtime, is that all you get for your money? you have in mind. Yeah, that's what you're all about. Good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Sometimes we get to the point in our lives where we know we just need to make a change, right? And we ask the Lord to help us, of course, and to guide us, but we have to kind of make a major change in our lives. Did you ever think about that? Boy, it would be great to just start over again. You know, just kind of do over. And we don't always get that opportunity, but sometimes those moments exist, and there's something great about that. A young guy who I know for a while, I just started college, and it was a great opportunity for him to start over in college, like at a place where nobody knew him. Nobody knew who he was. You didn't have to be this or that or whatever. Just be yourself. What a great, great gift. And he's flourishing in this new experience, you know, because you don't have to live up to a reputation. You don't have to live up to what people think you ought to be or well, what you're not or whatever. There's something beautiful about that. I think God calls us to embrace ourselves and the gifts that he's given us at this given time in our lives. You know, it's not about what we will become. It's not about, you know, what we could become. It's about who we are right now. You know, we thank God for that gift right now and say, yeah, I know there's brokenness. I know there's issues here, but can we still be grateful for who we are right now and recognize God's presence in the midst of it? You know, maybe it's moving out time. You never know. I don't mean moving out of your house, moving out of old ways, moving out of old thoughts, and thinking about something different in our life that can really open up some new passageways for faith and happiness that we never even knew before. Here's Pink Floyd. This is called On the Turning Away.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand. Don't accept that what's happening is just a case of all the suffering. Or you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. It's a sin that somehow light is changing to shadow and casting its shroud over all we have known. Unaware how the ranks have grown, driven on by a heart of stone. We could find that we're all alone in the dream of the ground. On the wings of the night, as the daytime is stirring, where the speechless unite in a silent accord, using words you will find the strange, mesmerized as they light the flame. Feel the new wind of change.
Just a word that we all must
It's a funny thing, you know, if we turn away from the issues in our lives, it's a funny thing. They never get resolved, you know? And you think about it, you probably know people like that. They kind of got stuck. They got stuck in the midst of something that happened. They got stuck in the midst of a moment in their life, and they just hang on to it forever, and they bring it up again and again and again, right? I feel bad for those people. I really do. It breaks my heart. Because in our lives, we're called to heal. We're called to move on. And that's kind of the power of Easter, right? Is that gift of healing, too. That's part of our life here on Earth. That, you know, that which wounded us can actually be the part where God can break in and make us better. Ask anybody who's in a 12-step program. They already get this. They already understand this. And they name it, right? They name that wound. They name the thing that happened. They say, hi, my name's Joe, and I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, well, it used to kill me, but now through the grace of God in my life, guess what? You know, this is the source of healing for me. This is the source of where I've come from, you know, a terrible place to a very good place. There's something powerful about that. We can't keep turning away. We need to be those people who kind of register it with God and say, I need some help here. You know, help me not to turn away anymore. Help me to reach out and get the help I need, or help somebody else who's in need. And that helps make us happier and healthier, and also helps us to kind of better focus on ourselves. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about issues, some of them in our lives, some in the lives of people we love. Here's the Grateful Dead. This is called Touch of Grey.
Worse than me.
Sometimes a miraculous moment happens, you know, and we're in the middle of a major issue, and then we can just let it go, you know. I don't know if you've ever looked at yourself in the mirror and you say to yourself, I'm getting old. You know, it's interesting. Like, you, now and then you get a little vision of yourself. Now, I'm involved in a visual medium, you know, so like I see myself on TV, and sometimes I look at myself on TV and I say to myself, wow, old man, you really came a long way, but you're old now. You know, it's interesting. But I think instead of that being a major issue and getting, you know, myself all worked up about it and saying, oh my gosh, when do I make the appointment for the facelift, you know, or something like that, I say, no, you know what? I'm just going to take it on. That's it. You know, let it go. That's it. We are who we are. There's something good about that. I think when we can get to that moment in our lives, and it's not just about the touch of gray that we might have on our head. It's just the change of our life, different things that happen where we can kind of take a look back and say, yeah, it's not the same as it used to be, but that's okay. You know, God's still with us. God continues to travel with us even though things change, even though we're not the same people we used to be. Maybe our situation's different. Maybe relationships have changed a little bit. You know what? Okay. That's where God wants you to be right now. That's okay. We'll just let that go and we'll just have to, you know, we'll have to move on. That's all we can do is move on. Because if we hang on to something, basically we kind of rot on the inside out. And there's something about moving on that's so important in our lives. Reconciling with ourselves. Reconciling with something that went sour. Okay. We need to move on from that because otherwise we'll be stunted. We won't be able to be people who find joy anymore. Hey, here's Bad Company. This is called Seagull.
Seagull, you fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Here is a man asking the question, is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why, and you fly. Across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Now you fly through the sky. Fly to your tomorrow.
place of peace can help us with issues in our lives, right? Where's the place where you go to be able to find that peace that allows you to uncover the stuff of your life? You know, all of this stuff takes reflection. It's not like we're just going to finish it up in the next few minutes and it's all over with. No, it takes a lifetime of reflection and thought to be able to let go of things like these things that we've been talking about that really bother us. So, yeah, in our lives, we have to find that place so that we can let it go. Maybe it's the beach. Maybe it's, you know, the take a walk through the park. Maybe it's a place in your home. Maybe it's the church. Whatever it is, we need that place where we can go every day, really, to be able to kind of do that interior work, the soul work that helps us to be people of health and happiness in the spiritual way. It's important. Here's Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. Sometimes it's just about slowing down. It's about taking a break and saying, you know what? I can't keep up at this speed. I have to kind of slow it down a little bit. There's something in our lives that calls us to that. We have to listen to God's urging inside that says, yeah, take a break here and think about this a little bit. Think before you act. Think before you talk. And you'll be happy with the results because you've kind of put a little prayer, a little effort in. It makes a big difference. Here's R.E.M. It's called Everybody Hurts.
When your day is long, yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night, hold on. Hold on. If you feel like letting go, if you think you've had too much, oh,
This is not an excuse to just keep on wallowing in pain, right? No, this is the reality. The reality is that in our lives, there's always going to be the way of the cross. I mean, God reminds us of that again and again. It's what the pre-Easter life is all about. But he also reminds us that we get beyond that, that there's resurrection after the cross in our lives. And that's an important reality to see. That's the gift of hope, to recognize that, yeah, we all hurt. Everybody's got brokenness. We all have issues, but we can get beyond them with the help of God. We can get beyond them if we're really willing to do the hard work that's necessary to get us there. And that makes a big difference. Hey, here's Styx, Too Much Time on My Hands.
Go out.
reality is that this stuff takes time, and we have to be willing to put the time in that is necessary to do the work that will help us to be happier and healthier and let go of some of the issues in our lives. So don't be afraid to encounter them. Don't be afraid to think about them, pray about them, ask for God's help about them, because we all have them. Everybody's got something going on, and it's about letting it go, and it's about allowing healing to occur and asking for healing for our loved ones, too, because it's important that we're able to let go of stuff and kind of find our happier, healthier selves. And that's what God wants. God wants us to be happy and healthy in this world and in the next, too. That's important. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced with the man who has worked out all of the issues in his life, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.